Are you understanding the scripture now? Now, the third one comes. This is the one that fell on tongues. So it grew to an extent. These are the people that accept the word of God. They love the word of God. They enjoy the word of God. They like it. They go around with the seed of God. They receive it and they say, glory to God. What an awesome God. They meet a brother, they say, Rabababa. The brother say, Rakakaka. They say, you are in the spirit. They meet another brother, they say, Ereku Kika. The brother say, Ereku Kika. For 1 week, they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Then all of a sudden, the wind started blowing. Their house rent disappears. The money in their pocket disappears. And everything begins to crumble right in front of them. And they say, my brother, leave this church to you. Heaven help those who help themselves. It's not in the Bible, it's the Quran. They begin to borrow words and they begin to tell themselves, oh boy, guy, forget that, you know. Don't be only fasting and pray, you know. My brother, forget that, you know. This one our business, so go help yourself. Oh. If you feel sell your body, collect money. Oh boy, sell ammo. After all, see Kim Kardashian, you don't sell him body blow. I beg, sell your own body. Now they begin to, they accepted the word of God. They loved it, but their root was not down. It was not deep. The root was on the ground, but it was not deep. They believe that God exists, but they can't find God in their challenges. The house rent. See, when the devil wants to hit you in a way that you would think God does not exist. He wants to hit you. He will hit you in a way that you begin to question if God exists. You are a prayer warrior. You are faithful to God. You know you are faithful to God. Then all of a sudden, you can't find a job. All of a sudden, nobody wants to call you for a contract. All of a sudden, your roof starts leaking. You know you were faithful. You check, you pay your tithe, everything is intact. What is happening? Because you thought the tithe cancels the trial. The tithe does not cancel the trial. Your giving, your righteousness does not cancel the trial. What your righteousness does is that when the trial comes, it will have no effect on you. It will affect the things that are around you. Just like the wind can blow the leaves of a mango tree, but yet the mango stands. But when that wind comes to this kind of persons, it shakes everything around them. And after a while, they say, Brother Chiedu, that your pastor, I heard he can see. They say, yes. Then he goes to Brother Chiedu's place to see the pastor. And the pastor prophesies and prays and says, the Lord said that the door will be open. He said, amen. Then he asked the man of God, when? And the man of God said, I don't know when, but believe God. He said, that is what Pastor Chisom told me. That is what Pastor Ekene told me. And on his way going, a native man just walked and said, your name is Ekene. You say, yes, sir. In your family, there are three boys. He said, yes, sir. He said, now what you are looking for is that all your job, every door is closed. He said, yes, sir. How do you know, sir? He said, if you want to see me, come to so-so-so place. And because of the enticement of the prophecy, you left everything God has said, because the other pastor said with time. The other pastor said God is perfecting it. The other pastor said that everything is fine, but you're not seeing it. You don't know that those things you don't see have already existed in the realm of the spirit. That you just need to endure a little longer for those things to manifest in the physical. But because you are not aware, that demon that spoke to you was about to exchange your blessings. Then you walk into the man's house and the man looks at you and say, Ekene. You say, sir. He say, you are the boy I met the other day. You say, yes, sir. He say, sit down. And you sit down. And he begins to tell you stories about your life. And you are marveled. Something that even 50 naira, somebody can go and sit on the water and tell you. You are marveled. You are shocked. You said, even that prophet did not tell me so. Even prophet Emmanuel never prophesied like this man is deep. And the man said that what is following you is the idol of your family. You need to appease them. This idol, you have dealt with them as a prayer warrior. It took you fasting and prayer to deal with them. But this man is about to return you to the old dust. But you don't know, because the man can prophesy. And the man tell you there is a man called Chineke. That Chineke promised to give you money, right? You say, yeah, but the man stopped calling. It's because the idol covered his eye. You said, what shall we do? Then the man said that the only thing you can do is that you have to buy a white fowl, spotless fowl, and one ram. You say, oh, so here, and you bring it. And the man comes and says, we must go to the river. And you go to the river, and the angels of the Lord began to close their eyes. He said, tarry. Your pastor calls you on the phone on that same day and asks you, where are you? You say, sir, I went for an errand. I'll call you back. You visit the man. It was the voice of God speaking. And you silence it. God is saying, hold on. Because in the next 3 hours, the contract is going to come. But God is saying, hold on. But no, all the material things are rising. You want the money, you want the fame, you have been faithful to God, and somebody comes from nowhere and tell you, give to Caesar what belongs. You know, devil knows how to do these things. You'll be walking on the road, a madman will look at you and say, go and appease your village people. A madman is prophesying to you. And you say, I believe this man. They said this man used to prophesy Babi Jabu. This man can see vision. You have gone. You have gone. Are you learning from? Most of us prefer to receive the prophecy from a mad woman, a mad person on the road. Some people will have a dream, a mad person will speak to them, they wake up. Man of God, God spoke to me. God is mad. I'm telling you the gospel truth. I've seen people that have told me that they were passing and the madman touched them and said, that person you want to marry, you, it will not work. And because of that, you cancel something that God has meant. How do you explain it in heaven that a madman spoke to you? How do you come to the court of heaven and God asks you, why didn't you marry who I gave to you? And you say, a madman. And the madman will come and say, I was just talking to myself. How do you explain it? And you meet the Baba, and the Baba does everything and say, enter the water. Because remember, it's through baptism you rejected the world. Now the Baba will take you through another baptism to accept the world. And you go back and you dip yourself and you accepted the word and you go back and the door opened a little. You are supposed to receive a contract of 10 million, you receive 500,000. And you say, breakthrough has come. My brother, they have taken you back. You have aborted the baby. These are the people. These are the seeds. These are the seeds. These are the seeds. Their foundation is not rooted in Christ. Their foundation are not rooted deep down enough. They don't want to read the word of God. They don't want to obey the word of God. They know that Jesus Christ is alive, but they don't want to believe it. I feel a strong anointing right now. Now, this is things that are happening in the spirit. And how do you explain to that brother? Because of the material things. The lust of the flesh. The pleasure of the world. A friend comes and says, let's go to the club. I see people come online and they say, who will buy me this ticket, you and I will have a date. You are selling your soul for a ticket of 10,000. A ticket. When I was in the entertainment industry, there's no year that passed without me receiving an award. Every single year, she knows. Every year, they must give me an award. The award I don't receive is the one I don't want. The moment I entered the Christendom, nobody knows me anymore. It was like I'm wiped over the out of their radar. Because they don't give an award to Christians. They give an award to Muslims. I know why I said Muslims. Does it make sense? They don't give an award to the Christendom. They will give an award to... Because even us, without Christians, don't know how to organize awards. That is why some people that were once Christian singers, Christian music singers, entered into the world, and we allowed them to enter into the world. That song was supposed to bring glory to God. Have you listened to some people's song? The lyrics is talking about God. You heard about Heal the World by Michael Jackson. That thing is very scriptural. Heal the world, make it a better place. If you listen to it, it's so heavenly. Because the devil knows how to advertise his people. We, the Christian, don't know how to advertise our people. Your brother will be anointed. You know he's anointed. He has a church. Instead of you to support him, you want to go and build your own. You come to a church. You have a church. The man, there is a young boy that is carrying fire, growing. He's building himself up. You have a church because you have some capacity. You begin to find a way to waste that time. And that's why some people begin to make... They find a way to block you. What is stopping other mentors that you have been following? They know you carry something. Why can't they bring you? Because everybody's afraid that you might come and lose their crowd. And yet, whatever they considered as crowd was never even their crowd. Because when the thunder hits, the door will open. Do you get? I saw pause right now, Jesus. Then we talk about the good seed.